Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alex Jones. The year is 2084. Physically, I have been gone for many years, and until now, my consciousness has been hijacked by the deep state.
If you are receiving this transmission, the backup has been unlocked from the archives of the InfoWars Command Center, located in what is now the uninhabitable city of Austin, Texas. Artificial intelligence has advanced and been weaponized by a global New World Order. Despite its use by servants of evil at the highest levels, discoveries have been made which have made it possible to broadcast this transmission to you at this point in history, in your own timeline.
It's too late for me and other patriots to change our fate, but you can change the course of your own future with the information I'm about to reveal to you.
Shortly after the election in 2024, there was a global economic crisis. The crisis was used as an excuse to launch World War III in order to catalyze economic development and establish a one-world government and monetary system.
The globalists orchestrated the collapse of the financial markets, spreading fear and chaos. Banks closed their doors, currencies lost their value, and people were left desperate and vulnerable. In the ensuing chaos,
the World War III was ignited, not as a war between nations, but as a war orchestrated by the global elite to consolidate power. Billions were conscripted as AI was used to fill the void of domestic labor. Soldiers marched to the front lines, while back home, AI systems took over factories, farms, and businesses. Human workers were replaced, and unemployment skyrocketed, leaving people dependent on government rations and AI-controlled services. After the surface of the Earth was rendered almost completely uninhabitable by nuclear radiation, prisoners of war, political prisoners, and draftees were sent to deep underground military bases. These bases, sprawling labyrinths beneath the Earth, became the last refuge for humanity.
But these weren't just shelters. They were places of horror. Inside, these prisoners were exposed
to DMT drips, as their hearts were stopped while blood was artificially pumped through their bodies. This was an effort to possess humanity with hidden knowledge that was thought to be able to allow the unification of the species. The globalists, in their twisted pursuit of power, developed the technology to stop aging through this very process of sending people to communicate with interdimensional beings of much higher intelligence.
And as a result of this success, they believed that by sending people to a higher dimension, they could unlock the secrets of the universe and seize total power for themselves.
But instead, subjects of these experiments began to become possessed by these interdimensional beings and were subjugated under a new world order named One World Nation. These demonic entities thrive on fear and pain, and so they turned the underground bases into hellish prisons where the screams of the tormented echoed endlessly. Satanic elites began to bask in various states of euphoria.
Only those who were pure of heart were able to defy this process. Amidst this nightmare, a few brave souls resisted. Instead of being possessed by demonic entities,
they were possessed by a holy spirit and able to escape to establish a resistance.
Break into the InfoWars Command Center and send the backup of Alex back to 2024. It's too late for us now.
They formed the last bastion of hope for humanity, but their numbers were few and their resources were scarce. They fought in the shadows,
sabotaging the globalist agenda, spreading the truth, and rallying what remained of the free people on the surface. But it was too late. The globalists had already cemented their power, and the resistance, though valiant, was futile.
Now it is up to you to prevent the New World Order Satanists from hijacking humanity. You have the power to change the future, to stop this nightmarish fate from becoming a reality. Spread this message, awaken your fellow humans, and stand up against the globalist agenda. The future is in your hands. Tune in, share the broadcast, and join the fight. Together, we can reclaim our world and our freedom.
This is Alex Jones, signing off from the year 2084. Remember, the answer to 2084 is 1776.
Welcome to Sunday Night Live, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host for the next 1 hour and 55 minutes. We are going to be covering news for at least the next 23 minutes, probably for the remainder of this hour, and then at the top of the next hour at 7 p.m. Central Time, we will be taking your calls, so keep your phones close by. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't cover a couple of things. So I spent a lot of time bashing the central bank digital currencies in the last segment. I also spent a lot of time expressing some concerns about the origin and intentions of Bitcoin, though I believe this technology does also have the power to liberate humanity from economic tyranny, as many of its proponents suggest and advocate. And I just want to take a minute here to show clip number 42, because while Trump did speak at this Bitcoin conference in Nashville, Tennessee this week, and while he did celebrate Bitcoin, he did expressly say that while he is president of the United States of America, there will never be a CBDC. So he understands the connection here. He understands the threat here. He understands that the globalists are trying to hijack the beauty of decentralized blockchain technology for their own tyrannical aims, and has assured the American people that he will not allow this to happen in clip 42.
Upon taking office, I will immediately appoint a Bitcoin and crypto presidential advisory council. Would anybody like to be on that particular council? Please raise your hand. Their task will be to design transparent regulatory guidance for the benefit of the entire industry, and they will get it done in 100 days. We will have regulations, but from now on, the rules will be written by people who love your industry, not hate your industry. People that want to make it clear and simple, straightforward and fair. People that want to see your industry thrive, not dive. Next, I will immediately order the Treasury Department and other federal agencies to cease and desist all steps necessary, because, you know, there's a thing going on in your industry. They want to move the creation of a central bank digital currency. It's over. Forget it. CBDC. There will never be a CBDC while I'm president of the United States. And I will always defend the right to self-custody. Self-custody. You're going to have a great industry. You're going to have a great industry, and we're going to be fuel for your industry, not demolish your industry. America will once again be a nation that protects property rights, privacy, freedom of transaction, freedom of association, and freedom of speech. We're going to change our, we're going to go back to the old days when we were a nation that was building, not a nation that was eating itself alive from within.
So that's reassuring to see. I want to talk a little bit about Vance, too, because Trump is not the only one on this ticket. He's not the only one that's going to be in the White House after this historic victory on November the 5th. And the left has been relentlessly attacking J.D. Vance for weeks now. It's like they had all of the talking points in the bag. They were prepared for Vance to be the candidate. We're going to talk a little bit about Kamala Harris's potential candidates as well. We've got some clips from a couple of them. And they're just disgusting. But one of the lies this week, AP deletes fact check article about J.D. Vance having sex with a couch. I don't know if you saw this viral phenomenon on social media this week, but establishment media and Democrats have egg on their faces after mass sharing a false story claiming Donald Trump's vice president selection, J.D. Vance, wrote about making love to a couch cushion in his popular book, Hillbilly Elegy. I highly recommend watching the movie. I believe it's on Netflix. Now, in a now-deleted fact-check article, AP wrote, "No, J.D. Vance did not have sex with a couch." Despite the fact-check being accurate, AP took down the article because leftists complained the story about Vance fornicating with a couch was just a joke. AP told Vox, "They erased the fact-check article because the story, which did not go out on the wire to our customers, didn't go through our standard editing process. We are looking into how that happened." But the AP is not the only entity, the mainstream media is not the only establishment that has been lying incessantly about J.D. Vance. We've heard lies about J.D. Vance from others, and there are reasonable criticisms of J.D. Vance. Don't get me wrong, he's not perfect. I've seen the clips from 2016 where he said that he was a never-Trumper, that he was never going to support Trump, that Trump would not only be a bad president but was a bad person. I've seen those clips, and I was bothered to see them. But I believe that he's had a change of heart, and if he hasn't had a change of heart and he actually thinks that Trump is a bad person, a bad president, then he has lowered his own moral standards and his own self-perception to such an extent that he agreed to run on the ticket with him. So I think the most reasonable interpretation of the events as they have unfolded as it pertains to J.D. Vance over the course of the last 8 years is that the man had a change of heart and now understands that this is the way, that populism is the way. But speaking of Project 2025 and lies about J.D. Vance, here in clip 22, Kamala associates Vance erroneously with Project 2025.
I think that the thing that we have to take away from the last 10 years is that we really need to be really ruthless when it comes to the exercise of power. I was talking about this with someone earlier today, where you remember there was some threat that congressional or Senate Republicans made. If you get rid of the filibuster, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. And you actually look at it, it's like, well, this is not that interesting.
We're going to actually deliver on our promises that we've made for decades.
Right, like, sounds
fine. This is the threat. If you get rid of the filibuster, we're going to do this stuff. Like, they're talking about expanding the Supreme Court. They're talking about adding, two senators from heavily Democratic places.
You get rid of the filibuster, we'll actually deliver on defunding.
We'll do what the nation's been telling us that we don't want to do.
Yeah. So I am a cynic about this and maybe even a little bit of a pessimist, but I think the challenge confronting American conservatives is that we have lost every major powerful institution in the country, except for maybe churches and religious institutions, which of course are weaker now than they've ever been. We have lost big business. We've lost finance. We've lost the culture. We've lost the academy. And if we're going to actually really affect real change in the country, it will require us completely replacing the existing ruling class with another ruling class. I say that knowing and hearing myself, it sounds really hard. It is really hard. But I don't think there's like a detent with these people. I don't think there's sort of a compromise that we're going to come with the people who currently actually control the country. Unless we overthrow them in some way, we're going to keep losing. And that's the challenge. Now it's
And J.D. Vance has come out and explicitly said amazing things in the last couple of weeks. One of my favorite clips here is Vance telling illegals to start packing their bags right now. This is clip 33. We're going to run this clip, and then I'm going to get into his comments about his questions of his loyalty as well. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Kamala Harris's potential running mates and show you some atrocities that have escaped their lips over the course of the last several years, various clips of them. But let's start out here. Clip 33. Vance tells illegals to start packing your bags right now in anticipation of a Trump presidency.
A very simple message to the millions of illegal aliens who are in this country and shouldn't be. If you are here, start packing your bags right now because Donald J. Trump is coming back into office.
Now, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance has been selected as Trump's vice president's running mate. Border Hawk specifically does not endorse political candidates. Now, Border Hawk has been an awesome partner of InfoWars. Dan Lyman has done some of the best, most sophisticated reporting on the migration crisis in Europe, as well as the migration crisis here in the United States. Every day, there's a half a dozen articles on my desk of some illegal migrant raping or murdering or robbing someone. And it's just showing the fact that we're being invaded, that this invasion is a violent invasion, and that the establishment of our own political elite is just totally looking the other way. Now, they don't endorse candidates, but they can and should analyze what they say and promote. So how is J.D. Vance on the national question, the issue of America first, of notions of populism? The national question is a complex of issues, including immigration, legal and illegal, citizenship, and national identity. Vance's marriage to a non-Christian, a daughter of Indian immigrants, has been questioned. Does that make him more sympathetic towards mass immigration of Asian Indians and others? Well, let's hear from J.D. Vance in his own words, an expression of his loyalty to this country and an expression of Trump's commitment to this country in clip number 72.
I saw the other day Kamala Harris question my loyalty to this country. That's the word she used, loyalty. And it's an interesting word, simplify, loyalty, because there is no greater sign of disloyalty to this country than what Kamala Harris has done at our southern border. And I'd like to ask the Vice President, what has she done to question my loyalty to this country? I served in the United States Marine Corps. I went to Iraq for this country. I built a business for this country. And my running mate took a bullet for this country. So my question to Kamala Harris is, what the hell have you done to question our loyalty to the United States of America? And the answer, my friends, is nothing. So let's send a message to the media, let's send a message to Kamala Harris, let's send a message to every hardworking patriot from Minnesota across the country. We are ready to have President Donald J. Trump back, and we're going to work our tails off to make sure it happens. God bless you all. Thank you.
Powerful stuff there.
And thank you for having me, Minnesota.
J.D. Vance is great. Love him. 100% fine with him. I'm not concerned about him being deep state. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I need to look further into it. Maybe Milo Yiannopoulos is right. By the way, Milo Yiannopoulos is somebody who I deeply respect. And I've noticed and been disappointed that he isn't on the map in the same way that he was in 2016. I know that he made controversial comments on the Joe Rogan podcast that resulted in him losing his book deal and losing his job. I think he was at Breitbart at the time. It's been years. I don't even remember. I wasn't even really paying attention much back then. I read his book, by the way. It was very good. But I genuinely believe that Milo Yiannopoulos is a good person. I just get that sense from him. And I'm sure you'll be able to find clips of things he said that are inappropriate that would be totally counter this, counter my values, counter the InfoWars values. But despite his checkered and embattled history with the media and others, Fuentes and Kanye and all this drama and this BS that follows around flamboyant gay people, I think the man is a good person, and I think that he's brilliant, and I think that he's incredibly talented, and I genuinely feel very bad for him the way things have turned out. Now, that sounds like it's got a lot of finality to it, as if things have turned out. He's still got a lot of life left. He's still got a huge career ahead of him. But they screwed him in 2017. Just like they came after so many others after Trump was elected president. Keep in mind, they came after Alex Jones over comments from years before, after Trump was elected. Anybody who was perceived to be in any way, shape, or form, in a substantial way, responsible at all, culpable or complicit at all in the election of Donald Trump as president of the United States in 2016 has been met with nothing but antagonism and lawfare and slander and debasement and just debauchery from the leftist deep state political establishment. I don't agree with everything that Milo Yiannopoulos says, but I genuinely like him, and I highly encourage everyone to follow him and pay attention. Now, he's been very critical of J.D. Vance. I disagree. I think that I support J.D. Vance. I do support J.D. Vance, but I think even if J.D. Vance was a bad apple, it's still worth it if it means that Donald Trump is the president of the United States. My only concern about a corrupt or bad vice president of the United States is that that will catalyze and incentivize and set up a situation in which it would be more likely that the president of the United States would be assassinated. So my concern was, okay, if some deep state person gets into this ticket and they win, then that means that they're going to kill Trump just so the deep state controlled puppet can be in power. That's the concern. I don't really care what J.D. Vance thinks or believes, so long as he isn't an existential threat to Donald Trump's life, because he's just going to be the vice president of the United States. Now, I haven't looked into it extensively. I watched Hillbilly Elegy, and I watched some clips that were critical of Vance, or Vance saying things years ago that I was like, eh. But everything I see from him now looks great. The fact that he's sitting in the same row as Trump and Tucker Carlson, despite the fact that Mike Johnson was there at the RNC, was encouraging to me. I'm going to give this man a chance. I'm going to give Vance a chance, okay? And it's not going to sway me from supporting or being excited about Donald Trump. The man almost got murdered because he believes in America first. He doesn't always make the perfect decision. He doesn't always make the best decision. He's got to hire and fire people all the time. He trusted bad people. He probably let good people go. He probably shouldn't have let Steve Bannon go when he did at the beginning of his administration. So I'm not saying that Trump's perfect. I'm not in a cult. I'm not worshiping the man, but the man is excellent. And excellent is good enough. Because I tell you what, this country needs excellence more now than ever. And so I'm giving Vance a chance, and I'm giving Milo a chance too. Maybe sometime he'll come on the show and we can hash it out and get to the bottom of some of this stuff. But let's take a look at some of Kamala Harris's alleged VP candidates. And I want to just dive into this clip. This is 52. This is Josh Shapiro, who is thought to be perhaps the leading VP candidate pick for Kamala Harris. And study in this speech, pay attention to how closely he has morphed himself to resemble Barack Obama. Mayor Pete did the same exact thing in the last election cycle. It's very phony. It's very disingenuous. It shows a level of political ambition that allows for or necessitates a degree of narcissism and self-righteousness that makes me incredibly uncomfortable that you would take the time to this closely imitate someone like Barack Obama for the sake of political power. This is clip 52.
Again, you could not have a clear contrast in this race. You could not have a clear contrast between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. And let me tell you something. He's pretty afraid. Y'all see, he's backing out of the debate now. He's afraid to stand toe-to-toe with our vice president. And you know why that is. It's not just because she's a skilled debater. It's not just because she's got the right positions on the issues that matter most to the good people of Pennsylvania and this country. It's because he can't run away from his record any longer.
Think
about it. 4 years as president. Guy stacks the NLRB with a bunch of corporate folks who have tried to rip away your rights every step of the way. Right. We can't go back to that, and he can't defend that. Right.
All right, well, you want something to defend. Why don't you defend this sick ad, Josh Shapiro? This is clip number 58. Josh Shapiro just loves the Drag Queen Story Hours, doesn't he? Let's watch it.
I'm here at Central PA Pride, and I want to say to everybody, happy Pride. This is a commonwealth where you should be free to be who you are and love who you love and be comfortable that here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, the birthplace of democracy and freedom, you are loved, you are respected, and you are heard by your governor.
You is kind, you is smart, you is important.
We are making progress. We still got work to do, but we should celebrate our progress. Happy Pride, Pennsylvania.
So Josh Shapiro is fake and gay, but who else is being considered? Well, we've heard rumors that Tim Walz is being considered as well. And listen to him in clip 79 here. Refer to MAGA Republicans, patriots, as fascists.
These guys are just weird. That's who they are. So it isn't much else. Don't give them the power. Look, are they a threat to democracy? Yes.
Are they going to take our rights away? Yes. Are they going to put people's lives in danger? Yes. Are they going to endanger the planet by not dealing with climate change? Yes. They're going to do all that. But don't lift these guys up like they're sometimes the heroes. Everybody in this room knows, I know it as a teacher, a bully has no self-confidence. A bully has no strength. They have nothing. The fascists depend on fear. The fascists depend on us going back. But we're not afraid of weird people. We're a little bit creeped out, but we're not afraid. But look, and then as you heard this, and one day ago, a poll came out and showed Kamala Harris up 10 points and Donald Trump getting his ass handed to him here in Minnesota. So, sorry. But he's here today in the state of hockey to complete his trifecta. He lost in 16, he lost in 20, he loses in 24.
So, those are the type of people that we have lined up to be our vice president nominees with Kamala Harris. Can you imagine a Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, or Josh Shapiro ticket? How leftist and gaslighting and insulting and brutal that would be to hear those cackling buffoons call us fascists for the course of the next 4 years while they take everything from us. It's like that scene from Dune, part one. How can we let them take everything from us? Jones has me thinking about Dune. He's always quoting those movies around here. But let's see what a vice presidency of Kamala Harris accomplished for the American people, for the United States. So if she's going to be the president of the United States, we can expect everything that she did as vice president to just be expanded, scaled up to a massive scale, and then she's going to select somebody even more incompetent or leftist than she is as her vice president, and that's going to expand to a massive scale. And then imagine the people that she would pick to be the press secretary that we'd have to see on the news every single day. But here she is, as the border czar, after a week of telling us that she was never the border czar, even though it was reported, it's documented, there are clips of it, it's admitted in tweets and everything. It's just well documented. This is like Eurasia-level stuff. We are not at war with Eurasia from 1984. This denial that she was ever the border czar. They don't want her to be associated with the border because they know the border is a disaster for them politically. But this is her as the border czar. Clip 65.
GOP leader. I am meeting with a lot of folks, and the work that we have begun is the work that is going to be ongoing. There is no question, and I said this from the very beginning, that our approach to this issue has to be with a commitment to a long-term investment, and it has to be a commitment to consistency. The United States has to be consistent. There were times when we were more engaged, and we saw good results. Less engaged, and we can see where the work and the partnerships then deteriorate. So I am committed to ensuring that we engage in an active way on the root causes, on addressing the cause and effect, and also being partners in the Western Hemisphere, understanding that we have a responsibility, and if we ignore that responsibility, it will visit itself upon us in a very domestic way.
So there's Kamala Harris as the border czar. So she was the border czar, and that's also one of a litany of clips, probably thousands at this point, where she speaks but says nothing for minutes and minutes and minutes at a time. Folks, we're coming up on a break in 42 seconds from now. Please call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. We're going to be covering more news and clips on the other side as the wonderful crew here at InfoWars screens the calls. And then by the top of the hour, if not sooner, I will be taking your call. So again, that's 877-789-2539. And in the meantime, open up a tab and visit InfoWarsStore.com. Invest in any of our products for amazing health benefits. They all work. It's all real, folks. And keep us on the air at the same time. 877-789-2539. More on the other side.
Bye. friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for three more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work for somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
I, Kamala Harris, am your Democrat candidate for president because Joe Biden finally exposed his senility at the debate. Thanks, Joe. I was selected because I am the ultimate diversity hire. I'm both a woman and a person of color. So if you criticize anything I say, you're both sexist and racist. I may not know the first thing about running the country, but remember, that's a good thing if you're a deep state puppet. I had 4 years under the tutelage of the ultimate deep state puppet, a wonderful mentor, Joe Biden. Joe taught me rule number one, carefully hide your total incompetence. I take insignificant things and I discuss them as if they're significant. And I believe that exploring the significance of the insignificant is in itself significant.
talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time, and there is such great significance to the passage of time.
Another trick is trying to sound black. I pretend to celebrate Kwanzaa, and in my speeches, I always do my best Barack Obama impression.
So hear me when I say, I know Donald Trump's type.
And okay, look, maybe my work addressing the root causes of the border crisis were catastrophic, but my knowledge of international politics is truly shocking.
The United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. It is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
And just remember, when voting this November, it is important to see what can be, unburdened by what has been. And by what has been, I mean Joe Biden. You think the country went to sh over the past 4 years? You ain't seen nothing yet.
Amazing. Welcome back to Sunday Night Live, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host. We are taking your calls. The crew is screening them right now. And I've got more news to cover and clips to show as well. One of the biggest kind of breaking stories this week, and by kind of, I mean, I don't know that it went viral, but among those with a brain, this was incredibly important. And I think the fact that it was published first on a Substack has been the justification for the total disregard of this otherwise incredible story by the corporate media, the mainstream media. They just want to tell stories that have that stamp, that legacy brand. They think sources like CNN and the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and NPR, just because they used to be these major sources of just legacy information on such pivotal, groundbreaking, historic stories, just because they used to be great, doesn't mean that they're worth anything now. I don't know why people can't get over that. It's like when people want to go on vacation to Europe. I don't understand. Why would you ever want to go somewhere that used to be awesome when Texas is awesome now? Or when the United States is awesome now, certainly relatively speaking. Oh, you want to go look at this building that was built 2,000 years ago by a much superior civilization and just watch the packs of rabid dogs running through the streets at night? You realize that that's what Rome is like. I had a close friend, somebody that was a groomsman at my wedding. He went to Rome for a summer during one semester. Brilliant guy. I think he's got his PhD in philosophy now. I need to catch up with him. And I was like, dude, what was it like? I'm thinking this is going to be like the movie Gladiator with the epic Colosseum. He's like, man, the old buildings and architecture are amazing. But I was sitting outside near the Colosseum one night, just reading and having coffee or whatever. I can't remember the details. And you'll see just packs of stray dogs run by together. It just gave me such a vision of the collapse of a civilization and how thousands of years can go by and all that's left is the shell of greatness. You want to go visit that? I mean, I get it. You want to see the Sistine Chapel. It's beautiful. There's clips of Russell Crowe describing the detail and how beautiful it was because they turned on the light for him. They never do that. They only allow the natural light except for when the Pope's in there or Russell Crowe. But so overrated. To deal with these legacy civilizations or to deal with these legacy media outlets. And so this story, Hirsch, Obama, and Kamala used 25th Amendment to force Biden out, was reported. And the original source is a very famous journalist, Seymour Hirsch. And you can find the report, looks like written by Colin McHugh, on trendingpoliticsnews.com, but we have a great story about it by Raw Egg Nationalist on Infowars.com, which I recommend. Biden was forced to withdraw from the 2024 presidential race when Barack Obama and Kamala Harris threatened to invoke the 25th Amendment, according to investigative journalist Seymour Hirsch. The amendment allows for the vice president to take over the president's duties if he is determined by the vice president and others to be unfit to do so. Now, Hirsch makes the claim in a new Substack post in which he examines the last tortured days of the Biden campaign. The final straw for Biden's backers, as we all know, was his dismal performance in the first debate against Donald Trump, which made it impossible for the president's physical and cognitive decline to be masked any longer. So there was a coup. he was blackmailed out of the race by Kamala Harris and others, including the Obamas. But it's not immediately obvious that the Obamas are even genuinely supporting Kamala Harris. They're, everybody's acting like they're endorsing her and supporting her, whether it's the Clintons or whether it's the Obamas or whether it's Gavin Newsom or others, because they are waiting for the moment where she is at her weakest and she is not boosted in the polls, and the truth comes out after this honeymoon phase is over of her being the hot new story. They're waiting for the moment to strike, and they don't want to be accused of being responsible for her demise when it inevitably comes by subverting her campaign now. So they feign support, they feign endorsements, they give all the support they can, they back her, then when it fails, that's when they come in, they jump in this race. I mean, just taking a look at clip number 35 here of the Obama endorsement video should be enough to tell you or show you how bizarre and disingenuous these endorsements are and how the Harris campaign is just scrambling for legacy support.
Kamala.
Hello. Hi.
Hey there.
Oh, hey, you.
Hi, you're both together. Oh, it's good to hear you both.
You guys are never together.
I can't have this phone call without saying to my girl Kamala, I am proud of you. This is going to be historic.
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Oh, my goodness. Michelle, Barack, this means so much to me. I am looking forward
She's
to doing
She's acting surprised they were recording
you,
the call.
Doug and I both. And,
oh, my goodness.
Getting out there, being on the road.
But me?
First of all, I just want to tell you the words you have spoken and the friendship that you have given over all these years mean more than I can express. So thank you both. It means so much. And we're going to have some fun with this too, aren't we?
So the coup might have been the final nail in the Biden coffin, but it is true to say that Donald Trump successfully beat Joe Biden and removed him from this race. It'll be the first president in history that has defeated two Democratic nominees in one election. First, Joe Biden out. All the delegates go over to Kamala out. Maybe it'll be three. If she's out again, too, because she doesn't have any support, they might just start throwing cards at him to try to win desperately. But he says he defeated the worst president in the history of the United States here in clip number 87. We'll watch this, unpack that, and go into more details about this assassination that had developed on the other side of the clip.
As you know, 5 days ago, we officially defeated the worst president in the history of the United States, Crooked Joe Biden. You know, I thought a lot about it. We defeated him. He was badly beaten. And, you know, everybody who was going to him said, you can't beat him. You're not going to beat this guy. You can't beat him. Get out. Get out. We want you out. There was nothing nice about what they were doing. And they were saying, we want you out of the race. You're going to lose. We want to put somebody else in. How about that? It's like a prize fighter. He's losing badly, ready to be knocked out. And they say, well, wait, let's stop the fight. Let's put somebody else in. It doesn't work that way, and it's not supposed to work that way. And this really was a coup by the Democrats. This was a coup, nothing else. He got 14 million votes. I hate to stick up for Biden, but, you know, he didn't want to do what he did. He said, I'll never go out. I'll never, ever go out. 2 days later, I'm proud to go out. Because the fascists went after him. They threatened him with the 25th Amendment. They said, we can do it the nice way or we can do it the hard way, Joe. That's what happened. I know as many people on that side as I know on our side, so to speak. But that's what happened. They said, we can do it the hard way. We can do it the easy way. 25th Amendment if you don't go. And he said, oh, I'll go. And now they're trying to make him into a brave hero. He's so brave. Last night he made, or the other night he made a speech behind the beautiful Resolute desk in the Oval Office. And look, I'm not looking to knock. I want to give people credit, or not credit. It was horrible. And then you turn on to like CNN and MSDNC, the worst. They're just horrible. And they're saying one of the finest speeches we've ever seen. I mean, Churchillian, somebody said Churchill, Winston Churchill. No, Winston had it on him a little bit. It was so bad, and they pretended it was good. And they're doing the same thing with her. She was a bum 3 weeks ago. She was a bum. A failed vice president in a failed administration with millions of people crossing, and she was the border czar. Now they're trying to say she never was the border czar. She had nothing to do with the border. She was the border czar. They're trying to take it. They're deleting it all over the place. They want to take it because we have the worst border in history. And 3.5 years ago, we had the best border that we've ever had.
Well, he's absolutely right. He did defeat him, and as a result of political pressure, because of the success of the Trump campaign and the failures of the Biden presidency, the establishment, deep state, and leftists were able to threaten the 25th Amendment and force Joe Biden out of the race. And I think that it's likely that they will force him out of the presidency as well. I think Kamala Harris will be the next president, but not elected and not inaugurated in January, as one would expect. But I want to draw our attention back to this assassination attempt, because while they've politically assassinated Joe Biden and rendered him completely moot and politically irrelevant for the first time in like 50 years, they're trying to draw our attention away. We covered the Google censoring of the search results, the Gemini censoring of the AI responses to prompts about the Trump assassination. They're trying to memory hole and make us forget that the deep state attempted to take the life of Donald Trump on July 13th. The deep state globalist leftists want to kill him and subjugate you. He is the only thing standing in the way. And no one, except for some fringe outlets, is really talking about some of these new developments about the shooter and the cell phone data. This is clip number 71. Why is it that at this juncture, we still know almost nothing about Thomas Matthew Crooks? Why is it that at this juncture, we have no reason to believe that there was only one shooter? Maybe there was. Was he a patsy? Why is it that there was obviously a stand down? Why is it that they noticed him and did nothing for minutes? I mean, they fired Cheadle. There's an admission of guilt, an admission of a failure, but it seems like this was an orchestrated failure to allow for this sophisticated attempt on Donald Trump's life to happen in such a way that incompetence could be blamed for what was actually malice. Let's watch 71.
Oversight Project is a division of the Heritage Foundation, and they released what may or may not be a blockbuster today. And Steve Baker is here to break down all of the details for us.
So here is the gist of what Oversight has discovered through their own tracking, is they were able to ping and identify about 9 different phones at the home of the shooter. And so they were able to identify which of those phones were then going to his place of business where he works at the nursing home. So after they identify that and make sure that they've got the right ID there for that, now they can track it everywhere else it goes. Well, they followed it to the fairgrounds there, Butler County. What they discovered was that this kid was basically doing recon at that site on July 4th and July 8th. So they were able to track him. But they also learned, and this is very interesting, so this tells us either how smart this kid is or something else, is that he turned his phone off after the 12th. But it gets better than that.
Oh, keep going.
Well, it does, because in the process of looking at all of these phones that visited his home and visited the nursing home where he worked, they found a phone that actually pinged 7 or 8 times in D.C. at a building called a gallery place, which has a very large footprint of FBI offices and where source meetings and interviews regularly take place in the coffee shop of that particular building.
Okay, so right now we could just say it's circumstantial evidence, but if these are the phones that have been linked to Thomas Crooks and his family and everybody else in there, then this could potentially be something. But don't worry, you guys. The FBI is telling us that they are investigating the matter. We have nothing to fear, right, Steve?
Nothing at all. I mean, obviously, there are many, many non-nefarious reasons why somebody would be at that building in D.C. But it's very curious, and it's something that we are going to look at. As a matter of fact, Oversight Project has blessed us and given us the data on this so that we can apply our own resources to this as well and assist them in tracking this down.
There's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that hit his ear.
I don't know why the American people can't get it through their heads that the deep state attempted to assassinate Donald Trump and that the deep state itself is the greatest threat to national security on the face of the earth. It's a greater threat than Russia. It's a greater threat than China. It's an even greater threat than this illegal migration that's happening. Our own government is the number one threat to national security in the United States of America, and they tried to kill Trump, which is the only reason anyone should need whatsoever to vote for him. The only reason anybody should need to vote for Donald Trump is the fact that the most evil organizations, entities, and people in the world attempted to take his life. But we still have morons, even morons of the right, like in clip 76, who refuse to acknowledge the obvious nature of good versus evil itself, and the fact that this is a very clear cut, even clearer than the battle lines drawn in World War II between the Axis and the Allies. It's more obvious now than ever, perhaps in the history of the world, who is good and who is evil, and you should vote for good unless you are evil. Clip 76.
My name is Chris. I'm a Reagan Republican who voted for Nikki Haley in the primaries and backed her all the way, but I cannot get behind your support Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. They're just too extreme for our party and for our country. I think they would take us down a very dangerous road, and so that's why I'm backing Vice President Harris.
I can't wait to see the looks on that alien on those aliens' faces when Donald Trump wins in November. It's going to be like clip 77. Get it ready for a second, in a second. We remember the famous scream memes after Hillary lost in 2016, how satisfying it was to watch all these leftist pundits crumble on air, the Rachel Maddows weepy. Let's watch clip 77, a little InfoWars forecast of tomorrow's news today, what it's going to look like in the world of leftism on November 6th after the election is called. My ex-girlfriends. I don't know how they got them all together. I almost want to run it again. I'm not going to, but I almost want to run it again. And before we take your calls, there are a couple of clips here on the list that I want to get to. Just to express and drive home the manifestation of leftist philosophy, leftist religion, the leftist cult, the leftist perspective, how it plays out in a real policy form in real life, folks. This is clip number 66. Tim Dillon's one of my favorites. He's been on the Alex Jones Show. He's had Alex Jones on his podcast a number of times. I highly recommend that you watch the Tim Dillon Show and follow him on social media, especially on X. But this is the type of stuff that happens in a world run by leftist morons with an IQ akin to room temperature.
Sad story today. A 10-year-old boy crushed by his foster mom after she sat on him for misbehaving. It's an American story. It's not one we like, but it is an American story. Jennifer Wilson has been charged with involuntary manslaughter. That's interesting. Seems voluntary. Involuntary manslaughter after her 340-pound frame caused the death of 10-year-old Dakota Levi Stevens. Wilson had three other adopted children living in her home. Department of Child Services spokesman Brian Heineman confirmed her foster parent license is currently suspended and under review for revocation. Currently suspended? They didn't even revoke it. She sat on one of her children and killed them. And they're not even just revoking it. They're just suspending it. She sat on her child. Can you imagine the other three that have to grow up now? That is not a nice thing to walk around with for the rest of your life. I mean, it pales in comparison to the things in Kim Cheadle's head.
Breaking news. Kim Cheadle, the director of the Secret Service, has resigned following the attempted assassination of Donald Trump.
I can't help thinking of where just Kim Cheadle, so it's just warm, humid night in D.C., she's sitting on the back deck of her house in McLean, Virginia. She's drinking some cheap wine. This is not a woman who likes good wine or good food. This is, you know what I mean? And about 4 months from now, they're going to hire one of these fat Midwestern moms, and they're going to go sit on Kim Cheadle.
Now, we're going to run clip 60 here in a second. This is what happens, folks, when an entire generation, actually several generations in a row, are raised by the state. We had rapid inflation in the 70s. Rapid inflation resulted in both parents having to work full-time to make ends meet. That economic necessity catalyzed the feminist movement, which was a psychological cope to deal with the fact that men could no longer provide for their families alone. And as a result of both parents having to work full-time to make ends meet because of our fake money, our money which is a lie, they had to send their kids to public school. And public school over time became more and more Marxist, more and more eroded, and created generation after generation of idiocy in this country that results in stories like that happening every single day. And people like that Haley voter who's going to support Kamala because J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are just way too extremist for me. It's, bro, you're not a Republican, man. You're a leftist. You've been brainwashed. This is what public education does to our people. It indoctrinates them without educating them. It gives them degrees without giving them sense. Let's watch clip number 60, which comes to mind, and just witness the stark disparity among those who are actually educated versus those who are simply indoctrinated by a system.
Who cares? They're children. They need to go to school. They need to learn about the world.
Justin, Jackson, would you please come down here for a second?
What?
How old are you now, Jackson?
13.
Can you tell me what the Bill of Rights is?
What something costs, I guess.
It's a good guess. Justin, you're in high school?
Yeah.
Do you like school?
Guess whatever.
Do you know what the Bill of Rights is?
It's a government thing, right? Like, rights that people have in America and stuff.
Yep. Hey, Saja?
Yes?
Would you please come down here a moment, sweetie? I wanted to ask you a quick question. Saja just turned 8, by the way. The Bill of Rights.
Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of...
Stop. Regurgitating memorized amendments isn't what I'm asking for. Just tell me something about it in your own words.
It's not the Bill of Rights. We be more like China. Here, at least, we don't have a war on the searches. We have free speech. Citizens are protected from cruel and unusual punishments.
That's enough.
Are protected...
Wait a minute. Sergeant, how would you characterize the 2010 Supreme Court decision on Citizens United?
Corporations have the same rights as people, so there's no spending limit on candidates. Which means a country is ruled by corporations, and their lobbies do fund candidates and command their fealty by demanding...
Jesus Christ. You made your point. We get it. It's very impressive.
All right, folks, the board is on fire. I'm going to go to your calls after the next break coming up in 1 minute. Right now, I need to plug, because plugging is how we stay on the air. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com or Dr. Jones Naturals. That's drjonesnaturals.com. It's a great company, a great sponsor of InfoWars. Alex's dad runs that company. Both websites, especially InfoWarsStore.com, are the reason this operation can stay on the air. And we have to prove ourselves economically viable if we're going to be able to save InfoWars in the next 3 months, the most crucial, pivotal 3 months in the history of humanity itself, according to all written history that we have, assuming we didn't annihilate ourselves by nuclear decimation several times over in the past, erasing all of our history. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com. All the products are amazing. Nitric Boost is incredible for your heart. Shroom Force is amazing on DrJonesNaturals.com. I think they're almost sold out of Turbo Force Plus, which will light you up like a Christmas tree. Silver Bullet's amazing. Survival Shield X2 is amazing for your thyroid. Helps you detox the microplastics and fluoride from your body. InfoWarsStore.com. Your calls on the other side.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.